Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets from Joint Base Andrews when a small aircraft violated U.S. airspace. FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in the mountain area of southwestern Virginia. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. Officials are leaning towards a medical episode suffered by the pilot. The Associated Press reported that the Cessna was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne, Incorporated. John Rumpel, who owns the company, told the New York Times his daughter, two-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were on the plane. No one survived. One presidential candidate is getting welcome back on one social media platform.
The personal account of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is getting reinstated by Instagram. Kennedy, a 2024 Democratic candidate for the White House, was removed 3 years ago for repeatedly posting COVID misinformation. Instagram said his account shared, quote, debunked claims about the coronavirus or vaccines. Meta, the parent company of Instagram, has not restored the account of Kennedy's organization. Children's Health Defense was also suspended for spreading COVID myths. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Officials in Davenport, Iowa are confirming that the body of a person has been found in the apartment building that had partially collapsed last weekend. A city spokesman identified the victim as Brandon Colvin, who is the first confirmed death. The 42-year-old Colvin was one of three people still missing. Senator Joe Manchin isn't saying if he's planning on a third-party presidential run. In an interview last night, the West Virginia Democrat did say that people want to be governed from the middle rather from the far left or the far right. Manchin's name has reportedly come up as a possible choice for a bipartisan political group called No Labels. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
California officials are investigating after illegal immigrants were dropped off at a church.
16 Venezuelan and Colombian immigrants arrived at the Catholic Diocese of Sacramento by private plane. Governor Gavin Newsom says they came from Texas, and he's working with the State Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed. Pastor Les Simmons of South Sacramento Christian Center tells ABC 10 they're working to get assistance with housing, food, and legal support.
I think for a lot of them, they're scared. They're nervous. They don't know what tomorrow looks like.
The faith-based organization Pico California says the group was approached outside a migrant center in El Paso with a promise of jobs and free support, but that they were misled with no idea where they were headed. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his military is ready to launch a counteroffensive against Russian forces occupying parts of his country. Zelensky told the Wall Street Journal, "We are ready and strongly believe that we will succeed." The Ukrainian leader also called for more weapons from Western allies, but added they can't wait for months. A major West Coast port near Los Angeles is being affected by a labor dispute. According to CNBC, the largest terminal in Long Beach has notified truckers they will be closed today. Union workers walked off the job after a breakdown in wage negotiations. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. Les Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, how you doing? Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. And we've got Dr. Paul Kengor joining us. He's the Senior Director and Chief Academic Fellow for the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Professor of Political Science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, pretty good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm able to get on stage and off stage without falling. I guess, you know, they're just something. Can somebody, can there be an official, you know, Wrangler czar for the president? Because, you know, what people miss in this whole situation is that he's constantly getting lost on stage. He doesn't know. You see him after he finishes his speech. His head's turning around. He's looking for somebody to tell him where to go, where to lead him. And then on top of that, why they would have a stage set up in such a way to where, you know, there'd be landmines in it. You have somebody who's frail. They're not doing him any favors here.
No, you know, but, you know, they're not landmines of somebody who's normal, right?
Yeah, I mean, right.
But you gotta
work with what you got, though, right?
Right. But you know, it really says something that if you have to tell, you know, the handlers ahead of time, right, and the people mm-hmm. prepping, hey, look, we have this man who is cognitively and even increasingly physically challenged because of his age. So you can't leave, you know, this there or that there and make sure everything is taped down. And in fact, forget about taping it down. You can't even have anything to tape down. You can't have any bumps. Anywhere, right? And you know, all of which, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, in the 1990s under Bill Clinton, right? And this, one of the women who was defending Clinton, one of the feminist women, said something like, well, maybe it's time that we stop having interns in the White House, right? Well, maybe it's time we start electing men of character, right?
Right.
And won't be putting their hands on the interns, right?
Yeah.
You know, this didn't happen with George H.W. Bush and with, you know, with Ronald Reagan and with Jimmy Carter. And you know, here again, you have somebody who is, arguably just too old to be in the position, and mm-hmm. nothing against people who are nearly 80. I mean, my father, his birthday was yesterday. He was 84.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And my editor at the American Spectator, Bob Terrell, he'll turn 80 this year. He's sharp as a tack. And Donald Trump is pushing 80 and, you know, very vigorous and his age doesn't show at all. But in Biden's case, you know, he's obviously at the point where it has affected him and the guy really shouldn't be president. Now, you know, that said, I'll take a cognitively challenged Biden over, you know, a wicked Kamala Harris any day. Yeah. But that's
the option. Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to be careful about talking that Donald Trump is close to 80. I think he might be 77, maybe 78. That's too far away, and he's liable to come at you like he did with Kayleigh McEnany when she was suggesting some polling numbers and everything. He gets a little sensitive about these things, so I don't know.
Well, it could be fun. I appreciate things Trump did as president, and I know most people listening probably are supporters, but the man is narcissistic, and his followers tend to agree, right? They agree that he is, and you just see anybody who criticizes him, or actually they didn't have to criticize him. I think in McEnany's in her case, and maybe others too. In fact, my good friend, fellow Pittsburgher Selena Zito, who was a great journalist and did a lot of good interviews with Donald Trump, she dared to say positive things about DeSantis and reporting on him, and all that. That's all it takes to get in Donald Trump's doghouse is to have someone else on the Republican side with the spotlight on him for a little bit, and it's once again, Trump is just his own worst enemy.
He
was at a point about 3 weeks ago where he had so blown past DeSantis, where it looked like he was up about 50-20, and a lot of that was because I think of Alvin Bragg and the Durham report exonerating him, and now he just can't help himself by attacking DeSantis, the sanctimonious, people like Kayleigh McEnany, Bill. Who could have been a greater advocate for Donald Trump than Kayleigh McEnany? But he does this. It's that petulant, narcissistic, man-child element of Donald Trump that is just his own worst enemy.
And I think in part, Paul, and I'm not trying to defend it necessarily, but sometimes there are things that people don't know about. And what you hear coming out of Fox these days is very anti-Trump. It's very anti their own brand. This is why they're losing so much audience right now. And Trump's a pretty smart guy, and he understands some of this nuance. So what I found time and again is that, in my estimation, I wouldn't react that way. I mean, he has a tendency, like you said, he gets very petulant, and we see it as overreaction. And then you find out down the road, okay, now there's a little bit more to the story here that, if Trump was going around and reporting on everything that was happening in the inner workings of Fox, he wouldn't have enough time to, talk about, the good things that he's got to talk about. He'd be so distracted. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media is not reporting on that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, the bottom line for me is, look, I want a president who can go there and get the job done. Okay, and I was asked several years ago, I was in Miami, and there was a group of, conservative leaders, and at the time, Ron DeSantis' name was brought up. And I said, well, he's going to have to deal with Donald Trump. And I think that DeSantis needs more seasoning and experience. And, we need a bulldog in there. Because as Trump found out, the bureaucracy is willing to do anything. Break the law. It's interesting. Later on, we're going to be playing this soundbite from James Comey, and he talks about why they're so afraid of Donald Trump. And the thing that they're so afraid of Donald Trump is the very thing that Joe Biden is doing to Republicans right now. So it's like, give me a break. The very thing that you're accusing Trump that he might do is exactly what the Democrats are doing right now in the Joe Biden Justice Department. It's amazing.
Well, and Trump has reasons to be paranoid, right? I mean, the way that they've gone after him, and he does fight back, unlike anybody else that's ever been on the Republican side, which is nice to see. I mean, George W. Bush didn't do that. I mean, George W. Bush curled up in the fetal position. And by the time he was 8 years done, he was at about 20% approval. But Bush also was able to win over 50% of the vote in 2004. And I think, what Republicans really need is someone who can get 50%. And as long as Donald Trump antagonizes people like that, I don't know that you'll get an elected Republican. who can get 50%. Also, too, I got to say, as a Reagan scholar, the Ronald Reagan's famous phrase, his 11th commandment, right?
Thou shalt
not
exactly.
kill of another Republican. And,
right.
and Trump, and he did this in 2016, absolutely torched Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz was Lion Ted. Right?
Right,
his
right.
wife was
yeah.
the ugly Heidi. I mean, Trump actually called her ugly. Actually insulted
yeah.
the man's wife. Marco
right.
was sweating, choking, you know, Marco. And
yeah.
he just has this way of flaying the people on our side that does damage to the people on our side. Right?
Yeah.
And you can do this in a better way that would bring people to your side, even on the Republican side.
Yeah, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. Paul Kengor after this.
It's been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
coming back at you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Dr. Paul Kengor. And, Paul, you just started to say something about DeSantis, and I think what you were starting to say was that DeSantis, caused a little laughter from Joe Biden when he said that if he was elected, he would exonerate Donald Trump from January the 6th, right?
Yeah, well, and also, too, I was about to say that, we were talking during the break about somebody's got to get a handle on election integrity. Let's just call it that, right?
Right.
Election fraud, whatever you want to call it, like Georgia did in 2021, and the Democrats all attacked them. In fact, Rob Manfred, the Major League Baseball commissioner, pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta, 2021.
Right.
It is showing again how MLB and all these other groups politicize all of these things. But DeSantis did a good job in Florida in getting a handle on the election there too.
Right.
And
cleaning
up some of the problems. And so he ended up winning almost 60-40%, incredibly, in his reelection. And that was after beating Gillum, I think, was his name, right?
Barely, right, exactly,
By a few thousand votes the first time. And DeSantis orchestrated a swing in the state of Florida where the Democrats had something like a 400,000 voter advantage in the state of Florida. And DeSantis, in 4 years, flipped it to a 400,000 Republican voter advantage in the state of Florida. And that kind of thing really jumps out at me, Bill.
Didn't something similar, though, Paul, something, I was looking at some numbers in Pennsylvania, yet a similar situation where there was just a big swing of Republican voters over Democrats, but that didn't matter. They've got, the state so well wired, the voter fraud that they were able to undermine that kind of advantage going into it. You're going, wow, Republicans are going to do something really exciting in Pennsylvania. It didn't happen.
Well, and I think the key too, and this is a big difference in 2024. And frankly, it should be a big advantage for Donald Trump if he were the nominee in 2024. You don't have COVID, so there's not going to be the massive mail-in balloting, or at least there shouldn't be, right?
Yeah.
COVID as the pretext, as the excuse for massive mail-in balloting. And now in Pennsylvania, with the election of Fetterman to the Senate, what really elected Fetterman, talk about somebody cognitively challenged, even worse than Joe Biden, is that there were about 200,000 mail-in ballots that went Fetterman's way about a month before he even got on the debate stage with Dr. Oz.
Yes.
And then a lot of those people who had voted at that point probably say, well, gee, I wish I could have my vote back. I didn't realize the guy wouldn't even be able to read his opening line in the debate from a teleprompter. Oh, gee.
Right.
But
right.
Now, that wasn't 2 to 3 million, or who knows that. We still don't even know how many mail-in ballots there were in the state of Pennsylvania in 2020. That's not quite the same. But 2024 shouldn't be like 2020 in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, that's an advantage for Donald Trump. If Trump is the nominee. So we'll see.
But Paul, even though, you had 2 million, let's say 2 million, early votes. But what about the rest of the constituency? You see the guy is a hot mess. You still put him in office? You still elect the guy? What's going on in Pennsylvania?
Democrats would vote for a corpse if they had,
obviously,
in order to keep a Republican.
They came close to it.
In the case of Pennsylvania, we had a guy who was a recent stroke victim, and people, I'm not exaggerating, when they finally agreed to a debate, Fetterman's people, all right, Dr. Oz, the Republican challenger, even agreed to let Fetterman use a teleprompter to read his opening statement. And people can look that up. Go back and look online.
Right.
You watch Fetterman struggling to read his opening statement, even from the advantage of a teleprompter. And this guy ends up winning anyway, easily. Yeah. It wasn't even like, by a couple thousand votes.
No.
They vote for him. They take Dianne Feinstein in California. They take Joe Biden. They don't care for them. They just have to win. That's all that matters to them. And you know, the person can be literally severely cognitively challenged, and the Democrats don't take it. They'll vote for anybody with a D next to their
name. Yes. Wow. Crazy. Speaking of D, let's talk about Dodger baseball and the nuns of perpetual silliness. This is just unbelievable.
And that would be D in this case, right? LGBTQ.
Yeah. Right, I mean, exactly.
Pride Month. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. You know, we're saying, you know, here it is. We set aside one day, Memorial Day, for the fallen who've paid the ultimate price, and we give 30 days to Pride Month. I mean, there is just something so upside down. And then you've got Dodger baseball. You got the rest of Major League Baseball, NFL, NHL. You know, they're all jumping on, you know, the gay flagship and gay uniforms and, you know, whatever. But, you know, for some reason, the NFL, even especially for all the money they lost, why couldn't they figure out that people don't care about what happens outside the lines? It's what happens inside the lines. It's what happens on the ball field. Not about all these other, you know, these other issues, these supposed justice issues and values that are being thrust upon, you know, the consumer that says, look at, especially you go to a ball game. Paul, you go to a ball game, professional ball game, and you've got, you know, you take a family of four. I mean, you're about $400, you know, counting tickets and, you know.
$15 for a beer. In fact, I paid $15 for a beer at PNC Park in Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago. And yeah, you just want to go with your family and watch a ball game. Oh. Yeah, you don't want to watch drag queens, right?
Somehow I had a... I don't know if you can still hear me, but we had an interruption with our line. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We got together. Okay. And we're back together, Paul. I'm sorry. Yeah, we got you. We just had a little line interruption here. Sorry. So go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jesus Christ and Christmas don't even get 30 days, right?
Yes, right.
An entire Pride Month, and really for the left, they're turning this into Pride Year. I mean, this is Pride every day.
Exactly.
Speaking of sports teams, look at the NHL, the National Hockey League. I remember hearing a few months ago about this poor Russian hockey player who didn't want to wear a rainbow flag on his NHL uniform.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, this isn't June. What is this? Like February or March?
Mm-hmm.
And the NHL might be thinking to itself, oh great, our regular season ends long before June. We don't have to deal with Pride Month, right? Yes, you will, right? Yeah, they're going to pick a Pride night in February if they have to. You know, and you're going to wear the damn patch.
That's right.
And anybody who doesn't wear it is a bigot, right? Is a bigot. In fact, I quoted in a piece I did for American Spectator, this USA Today columnist calling the people who dare dissent, right? You know, the one guy out of 1,000 ball players who you say, you know, I'm an evangelical Christian. This is against the Bible and my convictions. I don't want to have to wear this patch. Please, please, please. And this USA Today columnist is calling those guys gutless cowards, right? The guys who stand up and break away from the herd are the gutless cowards. The guys who tuck their tails between their legs, go along with the herd, right? Those guys are courageous ones. Those are the heroes. So only up in the upside-down world of the left could you have something like that. And speaking of heroes, the Dodgers, this group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which calls itself Queer and Trans Nuns, the Dodgers were not only inviting them to the ballpark for Pride Night, Bill, they were giving them a Community Hero Award. Community Hero Award for the Dodgers. And again, meanwhile, people are saying, could you just leave this stuff out of our ballpark so we can go to a ball game? Right?
Exactly.
But not for the left. They have to politicize everything. Everything,
well, you can't...
everything and everything. And for a whole month, they have to do it.
Yeah, you can't go to a ball game. You can't go to Target. You can't go to Walmart. You can't go to Disney. And you have 66%, according to Rasmussen, Paul. 66% of the people saying we're not getting this stuff. We don't want this stuff, but they're forcing it down people's throats anyway.
They are. Yeah, they're shoving it down your throat. My local Walmart has Pride shirts.
Exactly. Yeah. Paul Kengor,
thank
you. The
FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act. Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets from Joint Base Andrews when a small aircraft violated U.S. airspace. FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in the mountain area of southwestern Virginia. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. The Associated Press reported that the Cessna was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne, Incorporated. John Rumpel, who owns the company, told the New York Times his daughter, two-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were on the plane. No one survived. Officials in Davenport, Iowa, are confirming that the body of a person has been found in the apartment building that had partially collapsed last weekend. A city spokesman identified the victim as Brandon Colvin, who is the first confirmed death. The 42-year-old Colvin was one of three people still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And, gosh, I remember when BLM first came on the scene. And I got to tell you, I was amazed how quick even the Catholic Church kind of embraced BLM. And I remember talking, to the priest and saying, I think you need to slow down here a little bit and understand what Black Lives Matter really do you understand really what, you know, what they're all about? You know, it seemed like such an emotional kind of response to what was happening without a full understanding, a complete understanding of who was behind and who was Black Lives Matter. And what exactly were they, you know, trying, you know, were they trying to accomplish? Were they really trying to help the black community, or was this just another race hustle that was taking place? And it seems that what we suspected was the case, and that now here we are several years later appreciating that Black Lives Matter has been confirmed as a complete fraud. With us to talk more about it is the nationally renowned forensic criminologist and death investigator, Dr. Ron Martinelli. Dr. Ron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, Dr. Ron, you wrote about this in your book and your series of books, about Black Lives Matter. And so this was not a big surprise for you. You saw this as a race hustle from day one, didn't you?
I certainly did, because, you know, like they say, you got to follow the money and you've got to see where the money is coming from. But then you also have to look at the narrative. OK, so there's all sorts of wonderful organizations out there that help people of color. Black Lives Matter is not one of those. I know Lives Matter movement and the war on police. And all of them came from Marxist backgrounds, and they're self-avowed Marxists. So this isn't an speculation on my part or any other investigator's part. When we took a look, and we continue to take a look at the causes that Black Lives Matter, demonstrate against and causes other people to demonstrate and riot against, every single one of those cases was a fraudulent case. In other words, there was a false narrative behind either
right.
one. They were found in 2014 based on the Trayvon Martin, George
exactly.
Martin shoot. Right? That's chapter one in my book. And right. I give people the truth. The truth of the, George Zimmerman, not a very intelligent guy, but not a murderer. They
right.
have the entire narrative reversed.
And by the way, just for the record, Dr. Ron, not a white Hispanic, okay?
Right.
Remember when that first came out, he was a white Hispanic. I had to call my mom up and go, "Hey, Mom, can you help me understand this? What's a white Hispanic?" She laughed and couldn't believe it. But,
they had Zimmerman on top of Trayvon Martin when the opposite was the truth. They had Zimmerman chasing Trayvon Martin where that was not the case. It was actually the other way around. And, the whole thing was fraudulent. But when you take a look at George Soros, who is a twice convicted felon, both from his home country of Hungary and then also from France, he's a currency manipulator. He's poured, I think, by this time, about $150 million into the BLM. Even the founding member, one of the three, Patrice Caloures, there's three, Patrice Caloures, Opal Tamati, and Alicia Garza. Patrice Caloures has now been sort of retired from the BLM because she's been found to have taken money and bought mansions. I refer to the BLM as, is buying large mansions. And she bought mansions in California. They bought a mansion up in Canada. And she has admitted, on tape, she has admitted that the Black Lives Matter movement has never given a dime to any black people, especially the so-called victims of police oppression. And what they refer to as police murders. I refer to them as officer-involved shootings. And so this, she got a lot of celebrities, BLM got a lot of celebrities involved in funding the movement. But the movement is all about breaking down our democratic process.
Exactly.
And they do that with what I refer to as the four Ds. So, disenfranchise, disengage, defund and dissolve law enforcement, because law enforcement are the protectors and the enforcers of the rule of law. And so if you remove the people that enforce and protect the rule of law, you have chaos and anarchy, and that's what they want. They want the
exactly.
really black separatists, black nationalists. They want better with a Marxist background that want to completely decimate the democratic process in the United States.
And that's what Marxists do. And see, people are failing to understand how diabolical and how systemic their belief system, their doctrine. The other thing, I'm going to go back to what you were saying earlier regarding Trayvon Martin. Remember, and this is the other thing that's so overlooked time and again, is our president at the time, Barack Obama. Remember his statement that Trayvon could have been his son? I mean, what did he do to tap? I mean, if anything, he energized Black Lives Matter. And let's take a look at the records. How often was BLM at the White House during the Biden-Obama administration?
Well, we found, looking at the White House records, that BLM was inside the White House over 60 times, having special meetings with the highest-ranking White House staff members. Ray Spader, Reverend Al Sharpton, was there 65 times, where we didn't have, any law enforcement presence or anybody speaking on behalf of the criminal justice system or law enforcement meeting with those types of executives in the White House. Let's just take one thing, and I just did, because I'm in Chicago. I mean, I do the state of Illinois as an expert, so I'm on top of the stats. Of Chicago. I got this morning stats and I wanted to present them to you. So, one of the huge Black Lives Matter false narratives is police officers indiscriminately murder people of color, indiscriminately and disproportionately murder people of color. So here are the stats in the city of Chicago as of this morning. 262 homicides, 241 of those homicides were people shot and killed, 941 people shot and wounded. And we're only halfway through the year here.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But here are the striking statistics. 96% of all of the people shot and killed and shot and wounded are people of color. 81.4% mm-hmm. black, 14.2% Hispanic. Okay? And they okay. are shot and killed and shot and wounded by other people of color at the same, almost the same statistical margin.
Right, okay? Exactly.
Police officers this year in the city of Chicago have killed only 3 people. And they have shot and wounded 2 people. So if you run the stats, people of color as of today in the city of Chicago have shot and killed 80 times more people of color than police have, and they have shot and wounded a whopping 470 times more people of color than the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's almost like you're almost suggesting that the police need more target practice. I mean, if that's their kill rate, I mean, I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. But no, I mean, this is absurd, but go ahead.
Well, you know, and then last year, there were over, we just got to 600 homicides last in all of 2022, almost exactly 600. I think there was like 601. And the police only killed, in the entire year, they only killed 2 people. Right? And all of right. the shootings were justifiable. This is the stuff that they propound to the public, and the ignorant and disengaged public just suck it up and repeat it back like parrots.
Yeah, and meanwhile, how much taxpayer money goes to defend this false narrative? And we're not doing any better on it because, you know, as you say, follow the money. People do that which they get rewarded for. And we've got a group of people that are getting, you know, rewarded on the body count just of people in Chicago. And so it makes you wonder, if it's happening in Chicago, what about these other big cities across the country?
Well, it's happening in all of the big cities because I have a national presence.
Right, exactly. Okay, let's pick it up on the other side. We got to go to a quick break. More from Dr. Ron after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Dr. Ron Martinelli. He's a nationally renowned forensic criminologist and death investigator. Ron, we were talking about these numbers, which are quite revealing what's going on. I mean, how do you how do you refute these? I mean, this is black and white when you've got these kind of numbers, but yet they have such a stranglehold on this narrative that numbers don't matter. You know, and people just aren't paying attention. And meanwhile, you know, we're not gaining any ground. It's actually getting worse. And the people of Illinois have just got to be so frustrated, especially the people who are right there at ground zero, right? Because they're the ones that are having to deal with it, you know, every weekend.
But you know, they're literally hostages in their homes. But they get. They're disengaged, and that's the problem with the general American public. I mean, if you look at, every once in a while, Jesse Waters programs and stuff. Jesse Waters started out, he was the man on the street, and he was doing, you know, kind of funny surveys. But they ask, you know, who's the vice president of the United States? When was the Civil War fought? Who did we fight during the Revolutionary War? And you've got college graduates, you know, drinking beer on the beach, and they can't even give you a cogent answer. They have no idea. And this is all part of the dumbing down of America. And so people have to remember, and I would really tell people, and it's not a hard read, it's a very quick read, to go to Saul Alinsky and to take a look at Rules for Radicals, which is, you know, his book. And of course, he was a famous communist, that grew up in the 20s and 30s, and I think he died around 1972. But he wrote this book about how you can basically come in and take over the United States with Marxist doctrine. And one of the elements, the key element, is indoctrination at the very lowest level of our education, which is preschool, then going into kindergarten and going through. And when everybody takes a look at what is happening in our school system and, you know, the whole alphabet community getting involved and the trans community getting involved and the Marxist community getting involved, literally not educating, not teaching people about civics. By the way, civics isn't even taught in school anymore. The dumbing down of the populace is very key if you want to take over the American society.
Right. Well, and the American people, parents,
were willing, because they're so caught up in working and trying to survive, that I mean this was a comprehensive attack on the culture, Dr. Ron, that took place.
Well, I don't disagree at all. Yes, right, absolutely. You know, I'm a father of four children, and I've got three grandchildren, and we have to spend additional time with, you know, our family at the education process. All of our kids now are all grown, and they're all professionals in their own right. But with the grandchildren, right from the get-go, we have to be very careful vetting what kind of education they're receiving, who is teaching that education. You need to look at your kids' books. You need to get into those books and ask. You need to find out what the education methodology is, and you need to be thoroughly involved in your kids' educations, or they will grow up in this world to become Marxists. The dissonance of the United States of America and all of our foundations is huge all the way through, you know, through our educational level, unfortunately.
It is so pervasive, Dr. Ron. I can tell you, I just got back from California. I was spending some time with the grandkids, and it was shocking how indoctrinated they had become. And I have to be careful, because I'm almost walking on eggshells, because it's even like, you know, with the parents, you know, my own kids, their parents. I'm trying to say, do you know what's going on here? I mean, I'm in a conservative area, traditionally, Orange County, California, has traditionally been conservative, and how that's been overtaken, and how pronoun sensitive the parents have to be. They can't even refer to, you know, they're doing outside interest meeting group with young girls. They can't even talk to them as girls. They can't say, well, ladies or girls. I mean, it's all so pervasive and subtle, but what they're doing is it's the grooming process, preparing the kids for indoctrination and this whole Marxist movement that's been taking place. And the parents are so busy, you know, trying to survive, provide for their kids and everything, that they're really just not paying attention. And I tell them, did you check and see about these pornographic books, for example? You know, well, they're not in the classroom. Well, yeah, they took them out of the classroom, but where did they put them? Can you say library? They're in the library. You know, they just, they know how to, this is like a game of, you know, hiding the pea in the shell. And it's all movement. And this is what the education system is doing right now. And it's unconscionable what's going on. You know, a parent gets upset because all of a sudden you got these gender option bathrooms. Of course, this is, happens, you know, in Virginia, I believe, where, you know, a man's daughter is raped because a young man says, well, I feel like a girl, and he goes in and rapes his daughter. And, you know, he's raised in hell about it. You can't blame him. I mean, this girl's scarred for life. And these idiot educators, these board supervisors go, oh, okay, we took care of the problem. What did you do? Well, we sent him to another school. Okay, what did he do there? He did the same thing. This is how idiotic this is.
With the case. Yeah, exactly.
It's
interesting you mention Orange County, because my California office is in Orange County.
Okay.
My main office is in Texas, but I started out in California and still have an office there. Yeah, California is nuts. I grew up, was born and raised in San Francisco, did my entire law enforcement career in the San Francisco Bay Area at the San Jose Police Department. And I've got to tell you, what they've done to my city, the city of San Francisco, is unforgivable. I won't even go there anymore. Ever since they shot the UDA, undocumented alien, shot and killed Kate Steinle.
Yes, exactly.
In San Francisco, I swore that I would never return to the city, and I haven't. Yeah. And it's just gotten so much worse. You can go around. Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt. Let me go talk to Portland, which I was the expert there for 8 years. A beautiful city before. You go out there and you could drink coffee and just have a great time. It is a third world cesspool. I was the expert there when I saw Ted Wheeler coming in, who was a huge BLM and Antifa advocate. I told the city attorney, I said, I've got to go. I can't stay here. And look at what's happened to that city.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the devastation has taken place, and you just go right down the line. You know, Baltimore, I mean, these cities that, you know, Ron, will they ever recover? I mean, some have been, they have been in disrepair you know, going on, you know, more than a decade. And it's just amazing. And at, you know, even at the federal level, it's like they're just all yawning. And, oh, and meanwhile, in the middle of all this crisis, let's just leave our borders, our southern borders, wide open to people that are coming in that are beholden to the cartels. You know, I was talking with somebody else, a mayor out of Hartford, Connecticut. I said, you're not even vetting these people. You know, you don't even know if they're friend or foe, and you're just letting them come in, and then you all agree that every state has become a border state, and you're allowing this danger to enter your cities, and you're just yawning about it. What is going on here? There's no sense of urgency, Dr. Ron.
Well, you know, I have to work on border issues because of a couple of subcontractor jobs that I do that I can't go into, but I will tell you that there are seven transnational cartels, Mexican drug and human trafficking and sex trafficking cartels, seven of them. And they have established footholds in the United States of America, and they are more powerful by far than the Italian mafia or the Russian mafia or the Italian and the Russian mafia combined. You know, I'm going to give my a plug about it. I just got a published an international, already Amazon international best-selling book called Border Justice,
and justice
spelled J-U-S-T-U-S, because I write fiction, but everything in my books, in my Wade Justice Texas Ranger series, is, and it's a contemporary mystery thriller series, is all 100% accurate. So all the statistics, all the entities I talk about, the problems that are going on in the United States and internationally, where my character goes, are all 100% accurate. The storylines are fictional. But if you want to learn about what's really going on in the border with current statistics and the real transnational cartels named, I would encourage people to go on to either Amazon or WadeJustice.com and get a copy of Border Justice. And they would be shocked by what they learn, because in every book I try to educate my readers about it, the current serious problem in the United States or in the world.
Well, you talk about the statistics. How reliable are the federal statistics?
Oh, boy. Where do you want to start?
we only have a minute, but, you know, you mentioned this because, you know, I was going to say that I was looking at a map and they were showing the penetration of the cartel organization, the supply chain, into the United States. And we're probably covering about every one of the states, maybe except for eight. And I could be off there. But regardless, I mean, the infrastructure of the cartels within the United States is massive.
Oh, no, it's absolutely incredible. So we lost in 2022, we lost almost 110,000 people to overdose deaths, of which 80% of those were fentanyl and the new drug ISO, which is 10 times more powerful than fentanyl. So 80% of those were fentanyl opioid deaths. In the entire 15-year conflict in Vietnam, we lost 58,000 military personnel. So in 1 year, we lose almost twice the amount of people in the United States that we lost in Vietnam in a 15-year conflict.
Dr. Ron Martinelli, we got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
It's too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Anytime.